Simen Simen Tes Simen Shin Zayin Sif Tes Vav. So right with the halachas of Shtar Hidyotis and Kriya B'Shabbos. So Kosel Ovilin. You have a wall. You have like a tapestry. Sheish Butzuris Chayis Mashunis. Or the Yuknas Shel Bnei Adam Shel Maisim. So it has some type of event which is depicted on this tapestry or on the wall. And they write underneath that this is the story of David and Goliath. Okay? So Oster Likris by Bishabbos. So you can't read that on Shabbos. So the Meshavura Nun Zion, it's on this page. So if we're going to allow to read that, so Chazal were afraid that a person will come to read Shtar Hidyotis. So they answered this as well. So on this, that's the Magen Avraham and Shin Aleph, which said, but if you're Masonic, you're allowed to read it. Mishra over there, the Sharatin over there said that the Maisa that Chita is not Niskabel, Shulchan Aruch Rav doesn't like it. Okay, so.
But that means you could look at the picture, just look at the picture.
You could look at the picture. We'll get to the next step about now. The Zimbos Hashem was about pictures. That's the next step. The concept of Chazal. We're extending this issur Shema Yikra Shari Dertz. Very the whole thing is issur Rabbana. So it's Gzeira L'Gzeira, you know, type of a thing. There is an Aruch HaShulchan which says that maybe this is only an issur if you read them out, you actually verbalize it. So, you know, we said before that these things are usher, but this, like, which is a gzeira to that, they only usher with mamash kriya. That seems to be what the minigar of the mesemachan.
What do you mean?
So you'd have usher. I mean, otherwise you have this, you know,
mamash kriya.
So you have a children's, you know, picture book. You want to sit with your kid on Shabbos and read the picture book, and you say, "Oh, it says over here that this is an elephant." You know, you can't read that because it's a caption under the surah. Not mistabra, but that's, you know, that's what they meant to ask. Now you're doing Kriya Mamish. You said that's called part of Tzarek Shabbos. That's what they're about.
An elephant is a Chayim Shina.
Anything, you know. That was an example. They would put a picture up, and they would, you know, they're not putting a picture up of a deer, because, you know, like, I go outside and look at the deer. I don't look at my house. You know, I look at the tapestry of the deer. Right? But it's lav dafka. If you want to put up a deer and you're right, this is a deer, you don't have a problem. Also, it's not lav dafka chayim mishuna.
Lav dafka what?
A chayim mishuna, a extraordinary chayim. Tezayin. Melitzos and Mashalim shall sichas tulin. So you have parables, or which have no purpose. In other words, so Evadir Cheshek, Kikurin Sefer Emmanuel, or romance stories. Kikurin Sefer Mechamas, stories of history of wars. Also, the Likris Behem B'Shabbos. So there's no head to read them in Shabbos. The truth is, Vaf Bechol also Mishum Moshav Leitzim. Not only they also in Shabbos, they're also even on the weekday as well, because they have no purpose. So it goes in this of Moshav Leitzim. Vavrin Mishum Altifne El Ha'alilim. A person, by doing so, is reading these things. The pasuk says, "Al tifnu el ha'alilim," and the more darshans on that. This is a Gemara. Lo tifnu el midaitchem. So, alilim are the nothings. So, do not be focused, interested, putting your focus on things which are nothing. So, a person, you know, comes and says, "I'm so engrossed in this fiction book." So, you're engrossed in an alilim. You're engrossed in a nothing. So that's, you're not supposed to make your focus on these type of things. With Ibn Cheshik, when you're reading a romance, besides that, there's also this issue of a person is in some way arousing his desires. The person who composed the story, the person who did the copying of the story, and the person who is madfis the story. So it's one thing, you know, so some guy in Spain came up with this romance story. And the good old days when everything was done by hand, so, you know, so there's 20 copies of it in the world. All of a sudden now they came up with publishing, with Fus. So all of a sudden there is 50,000 copies of this story. So if it's considered a Machtes Rabim, the fellow, the scribe who writes it over, he's able to write 5 copies of it over 3 years. Kabbal Kharman, the person who publishes it and makes 50,000 copies. So he's definitely Machtes Rabim. Now comes the Ramah, and here Ladakhtek, the Hada Osir Likris Besichus Kulan, and Mesipur Machamas, Hadadavka, Im Ksumim Balashan Labs, Avalashan Akurish, Shori, Kenir Li Miloshan Shakosu, Tosis Perkal Kiswe, Machain Nogul Hokal Beset. But if you read it in the case of the Dire Cheshik, which is a problem with Megari Yitzahara, that's not going to be Mutter. So when we came here, you know, so you have this thought process of people that they're doing yeshiva a favor, they're dropping off all their old Hebrew books as a donation to the yeshiva svarim, and when we have to deal with the Seamus, or not even Seamus. So when we came, some unfocused or unknowledgeable individual puts them on the shelf. So there's a secular romance book written in Hebrew, which is sitting on the shelf. We took it off and threw it away. And one of the secular teachers comes and says, "Rabbi, I found this in the garbage. I feel so bad. I took it out for you to do you a favor." I said, "Okay, you know." They put it to the dumpster next time. But that's not a heter. But to read it, and the ones that are just sichus kulin. So sifur mechomis. So it's a lashon hakodesh. You're learning language. You're learning other. You're learning lashon hakodesh. There are other advantages which are taking place. That's enough to be makel on the system. Okay, so this is almost the most. I mean, you know, it's not just Musar, it's halacha, but it's like way beyond the Shabbos. This is Mishabura Sifkat Nukas Kulin. Vayim calls that Yosef and Besefer Yuchsin, Diri Yom Shal Rebiyosef Akayin, Shevet Yehuda, Shem Yilmadu, Diri Musa Beyira, Ken Afilik Suma La Azashar. You have stories which are written, which there's clearly a message of stories about the Churban, etc., which is not just, you're not just, I'm reading the history of the war, the Peloponnesian Wars, you know, like really? You know, what's important? But over here you're reading it was about the Churban, about the history of Chayas, so there's a message there, that type of thing. So that's Mutta, even though it's a Lashon Latz. Sorry?
You need to read in Shana?
We're saying over here that these are problematic even during the weekdays because the Moshe Leitzim. A person is going to these different types of entertainment. So all of those go into Moshe Leitzim. So they're going to be a problem even during the weekday. So schoik of the story of the Purim, so that's mutter. If it's dumb, just, you know, let's make a skit about whatever. They go to the theaters because of the You shouldn't sell it. You shouldn't entertain yourself like the goyim do. A lot of the theater that you're seeing, the plays that they're presenting, have elements of Gira Yetzahara. Bamar Chazal, Kol Mitzvos is Nevel BeGehenim. Shneimar, Rishon Boimalov, Shneimar, Batol, Tisos is Su, Yechzukum Boisreicha. So the Mora makes this whole different things that different the people get involved in Litzonis, Moshe waits him, so there's different punishments which come with that. So it's very inappropriate. So this is even probably in the weekdays. Kabbal Chomer on Shabbos, you have this Isser that goes into the Isser Kriya B'Shabbos. They have the Jewish version of like suspense novels, mystery novels, and thriller novels, etc. Pasha, they should be also. They should go into this Isser. So the way they solve the problem is they make a like a Musar Shmuz somewhere in the book. You know? So there's 500 pages, somewhere along the way, there's a lesson, what's the lesson you take out of it? You do hear my skepticism in my voice on some of that.
I mean, we're talking about from novels.
From novels, yeah. Some of them, some of them I have to, so my wife wanted to ask me a question. She says, there's enough service at Bali Yisrael, enough service in the world, there's enough issues in the world. Why do I need to read a fiction story about the problems? So the point is, a good writer is, if there's really a lesson or a concept that they want to convey, where you can craft the story exactly the way you want it, so you get the message much more strongly than if I'm really reading the story which happens, the non-fiction story of how it happened. So, if a person has a lesson of understanding about Pechas and Nefesh, it's important a person should be armed on and absorb that idea and realize that they have the issue themselves and fix it. Okay, I get that. Definitely some of them, that's the point. But a lot of them are just fun books, So now, how you deal with the balancing fun with these halachas, ask your local halachas rabbi. Okay? I mean, it's just like basically we closed everything off. There's no fun, quote unquote. Rosh has a letter, a place in Rosh he writes about, he says, the concept of good time, Gimel Bav Dalet, test you, your man, doesn't exist in the Chazal. Good time. They have a good time. He writes that's a moment that he writes.
The problem is,
when we live in a society,
worse things that people might be doing.
Okay, again. So that's the local Orthodox rabbi's job. It's fiction. You're creating out of your own mind. It's not real. And the people which the sellers which are providing it to the public definitely go into this machtimas okay. Now he said the Rambam said that the people, if it's the Rambam of the Kurdish, that it's mutter, but that's only because it's Hichasulan. The Recheshek Shemagar Yitzara Kulyama Oser Filu Blush of the Kurdish Kol Shos Ali Kroisa Oser Filu Lataltulan, and they become muksa. They become useless. So they're useless and they're muksa. Okay. So, interestingly enough, the quote over here, there's a tshuva, which I remember seeing the tshuva, because the Paiskim applied these did into a newspaper. So, the advertisements you can't read, the stories and these type of things you can't read. So the Sipurim about Gedolim, which has a lesson, maybe, so that's what that's mutter, you know, depending on what you have. But theoretically, so the Jewish newspaper, maybe the secular paper, you know, they made it on Shabbos, so it's mutter. So Rav Moshe said that in a household where they don't keep this halacha, they don't own this halacha, they don't keep the halacha, so they plan to read it. So for them, it's mukhan, and the paper's not mukhan, and then therefore anybody can read it. Anybody can move it. I can't read it. Anybody can move it, there's no problem at all. So that's a bit of a kiddush that the Rosh is saying. Even though halacha is it's also to read. And that's what they're doing is wrong. But since they don't know that, for them it's mukhan, and for them it's not mukhan. It's just like din. Okay. The lashon of kaddish is mutter. Some gimel. The lashon of ba'atzu yesh v'kedusha. Reloyman the men of the Ivri Torah. It's interesting. The Mishabura talked about before. The issue of yinyalav mimahar in the Ivri Torah in the basic kisei. He says you can't even be mahar and just like dictate or something like that. Which that itself is not limanot Torah, because the nature of being mahar in dictuk. So you'll think about it. You remind yourself of a pasuk, you know, a place where you see that rule of grammar applies to, etc. So by nature, you're going to end up being mahar in divrei Torah. Fiza gami gerish shalom haktsuba lashon hakodesh. Charlie Chris, they shalom mitaychoy haloshon. So if I get a gerish shalom, but it's in lashon hakodesh, should also be mutter, not any worse. Because of a kama sukkim shal Torah, many times people would use sukkim to present an idea. They would borrow a phrase from Chazal or a phrase from a pasuk. That was a common usage. But actual business documents, that's clearly going to be usher, even if it's in Lashon HaKodesh. Fine. Get and show. You get mutter l'tal t'loy, obviously because of Lashon Laz. Even if you have a get written in Lashon Laz, you're looking at a get, you can learn halachas. Fine. Linya Kriya Saitungin, a Saitung is a newspaper, Shabbos. I was just Shuz Yaakov Mekel Bazer. Harbachanim Oysim, Ineshiesh Bohen Yadiyah, Minyoni Masumatan. A large part of the paper was even if it wasn't the advertisements, a lot of it is about what's going on in the business world, etc. And if you look at the Sharitzian, he brings it to Shubas Yaivitz, the Kaykos of Sefer Nez Yisrael, B'Shem Moshul. They're all machra that they can't read a Zeitung on Shabbos. Unless the Chara, so the Pasha, the argument is even with Lashon HaKodesh to be problematic because it's actual business. So the Ramah says the minig is in these cases that if Lashon HaKodesh is mutter. Sure, yeah, well, good about Hazabach. So the Rebbe says it's mutter, and that's the meaning. But many achronim disagree and say, no, it's also. The Gra also does also. So Lamaisa, the Shabura, seems to be inclined to be machmer. Therefore, I'm not going to tell you that the Gera Shalom is mutter, Lashon Kodesh. Right. Okay. Take a look at the Birlach over here. So they're actually both. We can't look at these pictures. There's always some looking at it. The Yarkin, which is made Lenoy. This is just reading the caption. But the Yarkin itself, the picture itself, is mutter unless it's made Lashem of Azor. There's so much remark where even that goes into Altitna Elo Lilim. You drew. So that's also. you're elilim. It's your thing that you created.
Well, the thing you create.
Right. So he brings a Kasmogan Rom, the Dafka, the Stakus, also the Dizu, Amuria, Balma, Shur, and the Filiyam. Kasmogan Rom in a few places, the Mana Rom back in the. So he asks back in Hilchos Brachos, it says if a person sees a beautiful person, you make a bracha on them. So someone says, whether it's a man or a woman. So how you look at the woman? He says, this is Yistakos, Riyab Alma's mother. So when a Chazal uses Lashon of Yistakos, it means simply focused, long, staring at it, as opposed to just glancing. So over also, this sort of looking at these. Of being mistakel but the oiken, which contrasts the sheet that is also any picture that's only mistakel is also. So I want to go to the art museum on Shabbos for a walk. I got a problem. So this will be mistakel but the oiken, and that would be also even on the weekdays according to this. But if I happen to be walking by and I look up and say, oh, it's an interesting picture, and I look at it, that's just glancing at it, it'd be mut. The Iker Pesach, the Mishmur seems to be that it's not also. It's only Dafka, the Yarkin of Avodah Zarah, which is also. So, somebody asked me the following question. He says, you can't go into a Beis Tiflo. This is going to Beis Tiflo, to a church. You can't go into a church. He said, what about I want to look at a picture book of interiors of churches? Because they have very, very, very beautiful architecture. So that's the Yarkin shall have Avodah Zarah. A lot of times in the picture, there's something, some element of the Avodah Zarah element which is there. Yeah, so that's more problematic. Interestingly enough, there's a sheet that flips out of that. The sheet which grapples with the other. You're allowed to go visit a shul for the purpose of looking at the architecture. There's a kinesis to a shul for non-shul usages. I want to go to the shul to protect myself from the elements. I want to go into the shul to call somebody, even go to the shul to call somebody out, alone, because you can't do that unless you stop and learn something along the way. Because you shouldn't go to the shul for your purposes. So if I can grapple with it, it would be a minute to tour a shul to see the beauty of the shul. Or that maybe that's... That itself is a form of hitter of the shul, because it's spoiled from the beauty of the architecture. So that's so some places you say also say mutter, right? On that, the Gael of Lamai, so you would ask.
I mean, for example, I would say people are going not just look at from people going not just the architecture, but appreciate the show.
You know, I want to tour the shul in Naples. They have the shul over there. You know, gorgeous architecture. I'm sure there is. Right? You know, so it's a beautiful history of Klal Yisrael. So I have to tell you the hargosha on that, just the hargosha. In 1982, I was in Chicago. I was recuperating from illness, so I went to Chicago hotels, but I didn't stay in the dorm. But I was relaxing. So I went to visit Spurness. There's a college in genetic studies called Spurness. So they have a museum. The first, of course, the building was a museum. Different Judaica, etc. And it's beautiful, beautiful things. And I just was like, I was just blown away by the way how Kaisel beautifies the mitzvahs. The little Esther boxes and all the things. How much care and concern that people put into their beautifying these items. Like, it was just a message of how much the hidden mitzvah we have. We love a mitzvah so much you want to make it look beautiful. That was my question that I walked away with. So that's your goal. I mean, the Torah, that's your Shemayim. What's your problem with that? If there was a case of Mechira Be'etzim, with the Mechira done properly, it doesn't finish the basic method anymore. Even though it's still standing as the shul, it's not being used as a shul, it's not really a shul anymore. In a lot of cases, that's not necessarily true, that they did a valid, a really bona fide halacha Mechira. So it's still as Kedusha. Okay. You're dying.
What bracha do you make when you see a very beautiful person? Shabbos,
yeah. Osulman Bashabas, Yabdav Zulas Dibritaro, Philos Dibrachachmas is also, Yesh Mishamat. So, on Shabbos, is it Mutter to study other. Now we're not talking about fiction, we're not talking about, you know, things which people, you know, people made up on their own. We're talking about studying science. Am I allowed to study science on Shabbos? So, the Rambam says it's also. The Rashi says it's Mutter. So, I'm talking about interesting Mablaikas. The Rambam says also, and the Rashi says Mutter. Like, you know. So, a piece of our also, according to the Rashi, Mutter Lahabit Batsulay Bishabis, Lahapla Talfla Kakomas Ibn Shintas. So, the Atsula over here means the telescope. It means I want to go use a telescope and look at the stars Friday night. So, can I do that? So, according to the Rashi, yeah, that's studying science. Pasha with the Machaber stands, according to the Rambam, that's part of it. Shabbos was given to Kais for the purpose of learning Torah, not for studying stars. Now, my goal is to look at the stars and be able to figure out Kiddush or Chodesh. Okay, fine. You know, but that's not my goal. My goal is just I like gazing at the stars. So, according to the Rambam, that should be problematic. Okay. Zadr Shabura Samachay. Vyesh Mishamata Rechain Dragon Mahokal Minig is like the Rashba that it's Mako. But because of the Rabbah, the Yorushamayim, Roy Lahar from Ezekiel, Ramba, Maran, Oyster. So, well, the guys asked me, Kash always comes up with guys, you know, he's having major tests, you know, coming on Monday and he wants to study, you know. So, if it's accounting, I told him, sorry, I can't help him, you know. Can't read your accounting book on job. The person is studying biology, and he's taking the test of biology and anatomy or something, you know, something like that sort of. So I said to Rosh, well, you can't say you're doing it in the Tzarek Toil. That's a problem of home. So I said, it's Roy Lahat, remember, if a person has a balance, you know, pressing needs, so you're saying, on the sheet to the Kulu. That is the meaning. So you get the chokhmah by reading the book, you get the chokhmah by looking at the stars. So that's mutter according to the Rashi. That's mutter.
It's the anatomy, biology, whatever, is for after Shabbos. It's fun.
So the person has a test. He's in college, he has a test on anatomy on Monday. So he's reading the Shabbos for the purpose of getting the good grade in his test on Monday. It's achon. It's not nicker while you're doing it, as long as you don't speak it out. I like reading the book. I don't know why you're reading it. Okay. Zok the Mechaber and Sif Yudkes. Nisho min Hashem. Masha mutter b'chol, mutter b'shabbos. Doing the process of that they would be able to ask a question from Hashem, Hashem would give them an answer. So, not everything is mutter to do with the shade as well. But whatever is mutter on the weekday is mutter on Shabbos as well. Okay. Shabura Samazai, Masha Mutter, what's the learn? The Yesh, the Warmer should serve Afbachal, the Nei Shem, Bechal Kish. Some things of interfacing with Shadim is a form of Kish. Okay. Then, the Yesh, the Warmer should serve in Nei Asakana, that's the Yesh, Kisim and Gemara. Some things, the person by doing that is endangering himself. By interfacing with the Shade, he's endangering himself. So you can't do that on the Wita either. Okay, no, the Mormon Hamutar Bechol Mutaf Shabbos. Among the Roman Sharikhan, the scheme of the Dafka Mishum Rafua Shari, Avalalach Yosim Mishum Mimsuch Hefsuch. So, I mean, I don't know too much about this, that's an understatement. No pun intended over there. But, I don't know whether you can interface with the Shane and just, you know, you're curious, like, you know, like your search engine, Google, you know, Mr., you know, Rabbi Shane, Mr. Shane, can you please tell me, you know, how many rabbits are in the world? Like, that wasn't, there was a purpose. She says, what was the purpose? Usually it's in the Tzachepsach. So it's problematic for them in the Tzachepsach. Okay. Sif Yutes. Skarani said as Bishabas Ayrek Shaman Aydavaracher. So you have merchandise which is outside and it's getting damaged by the rain or something of that sort. Bitka, which a bitka means nachal or agamayim, the maya, mafsim amoyim. A river is overflowing and it's threatening to damage a person's property. Oshin Yisraya Chavish Layayin, or Halach Leibu, the barrel is disintegrating and soon it will burst and let out all the wine. So we're allowed to, the person is allowed to summon a non-Jew. The goy, when he'll come, will size up the situation and he will take action to save the item involving malacha deraisa. If it's involving malacha derabanan, it's a shrus to shrus, so malacha has to go. So that's what the Kiddush over here is talking about, what the goy is going to do, what he's going to do to save this item will involve malacha deraisa. So normally I say I can't ask a goy to do malacha deraisa, even for a half to go. So over here we're allowing that. Okay. But
he's not asking him explicitly, right?
Just yeah, right. So the reward just gets up to a side issue. But the end of the thought is, let's leave that for a second. Let's finish off the Makabra. So not only can you invite him to come see and he'll cop what to do, you can say explicitly what you say is not to do it. Then you're making, that's a mirlach. You're saying, any person who will intervene and save over here, I'm promising him that he will do it, it's worth his while. He'll get compensated for his efforts. Now, he doesn't say directly to the person, you should know, if you do it, you'll be happy with it. Then you can't say. And then you're ready. That's equivalent to telling them to do it. You say a statement, I'm making an announcement. Call them out to Enomaf. That's all I said. So that's all you said. That's all. That's what. Like later on, we find such a heter in Shin Lamadawin. But the Yeish Mishaimer Shulahitir Element Lake of Dafka. Some argue this heter was always said by the Lake. No. Why is it what the Mait Lake? Because the Mait of the Goy is doing malacha for you, for your Kabbalah, etc. Which normally you cannot, not allowed to do. Because Al says that we have a problem over here. That the nature of people is when they see their property being destroyed by fire, they're going to want to do something. So if you don't create some window of heter for them, some options of heter, they're going to say that, forget it, they're going to try and save themselves. And then once they do that, they might end up doing malacha to rice. It's much better that we should permit a little bit, not to put this person in this tremendously difficult challenge and they saw you. That you're going to say, listen, you may not do this, and goodbye to your all your properties. So you know what, we have a way to do it. Well, you can say kolamatzel and a matzel. You can announce publicly, you know, any person who's matzel, it's worth his while. So I didn't tell you to do anything. There's no mirlach. See, what the guy is doing, he's doing it for me. That they're matzel. They weren't matzel mirlach. So they're saying the second shita is saying that this was a special heter by a fire, because by a case of the fire, there's this tremendous urgency always, and therefore they're matter. In other cases, many times there is time. So even if you have a situation one time where there is an urgency, they were matter, according to this opinion, the second opinion. Okay. Mishabura Samaches. Skar and Nisetis. So you have merchandise which is getting damaged, or potentially getting damaged. The Samaches that the Yochel Likros and Yehudi. So the Shulchan Aruch ends off, you can invite the Goy there to come, relying on you getting a Goy which will size the situation, and he will realize what he should do to save it. He's going to take the initiative to do so. Even though the malach of the rice involved, kagern lohitzi, which is a yachl, which is a rabbin, okay, gavla. Okay, how do I know that's the case? Because dilo till the muksa b'av, because the only problem is just moving muksa, so it's a mir la'akum until the muksa, because I have to, it's muksa l'chadilo. Or mishus yachl the caramelist, even more karma than it did, not muksa, but tilted from to a caramelist. Till the tzav zan yehudim behedya, she asked zeh gangen mutter. I want to tell him. Vish b'vum b'vur le'el, sif hay, like we said before, that shoes to shoes, a mir la'akum, out of the rabban, it's mutter, im yesh b'zeh have to go. It's true too, but that's not focusing on that.
What? It's my focus.
We are not focusing on that now. That's not my point. Mutter likros, you're allowed to call the enemy who is there, and you're allowed to say kolamata and amasa. Why? Because the nature of people is they become very confused and overwhelmed when they're worried about their money. If you're not going to create some vehicle of heter, also he'll do it himself. And once he'll do it himself, we're afraid he'll do block of the rice. Yes. I'll tough you actually. I'll see. In for this purpose. So even though you're not going to tell him what to do, but the hagufa that you're inviting him in, that's him is only mutter because of, so it's only mutter because of Adam Baal Amoyna. Therefore, there are some places which hold that this heter of hitting is not a heter to call the guy in. If you have a guy there, so we didn't ask for hitting. To call the guy in for that purpose, that's this din over here. It's only mutter because they have the hefsim moment. But if I don't have the hefsim moment, to call the guy in, reverse holds, you can't do it. That, even when he comes, all you lose remnants. Right? Because you see, you need a special heter to call the guy in. I want to be licorice, he'll come and he'll see the fire. I wish I could say a word. I need a heter because I don't have a moment to call the guy in. You don't have a ball of money. You can't call the guy in.
How would you not have
I can't sleep. It's, the lights are on in the room and I want to fall asleep.
No, not kind of.
So I want to call the guy in and say, you know, it's really light in here. The guy says, yeah, wow, really light. And he goes, turn up the light. So I didn't say anything. It's a remnant. But I can't call the guy off the street to do that.
What's the Easter? I understand the Easter and hinting because it's really a form of telling him to do something.
Well, this is the purpose of hinting. It's the purpose of bringing him in because he's going to cop and do it for me. So
why is it worse than it then?
And if not me, hinting is not a blanket hint. We're saying that.
But whenever hinting is mutter, we're saying. Whoever hinting is mutter, this is mutter, or is it much said not that way?
We're much saying all of that. He's just saying that if the guy is here, right, and.
if not, I can't.
Theoretically, he could cop what's going on. Even I mentioned to him, so I didn't make it more awesome. If the goy's not here to create the matzah for bringing the goy, I cannot do the maizah for pulling the goy into that person. Now, I have to tell you that the heter of hinting, we'll get to the heter of hinting. The heter of hinting is not so partial either. That's the next step.
I still understand what the easter is of pulling the goy. If it's a form of hinting, then why is it less an hinting?
When we look at the There's a Sharatzion, my mind's blanking out where the Sharatzion is. So here it is. It's back in Shin Hei. No, it's not the one. There's a Sharatzion, which I have to remember where it is, which he has a problem, because we're going to see later on. In Shin Hei, we had it before also, that if a goy goes on his own, you have to stop him. He says, so where's this case of heter for hinting? If a goy comes on his own and says, Dumalach with me, I have to stop him. So now I hint, and he says, Dumalach with me, I'm not on the thing. But the words don't make any sense. So the whole heter of hinting doesn't make any sense. There's no Gemara which says heter of hinting. It's a deek of the Rishon. So he says, what do the words mean? So they come along and they say, it's talking about a case where you know, Makuyim to stop the goy, but he does it for you on his own. So in those cases, I think it's mutter. In other cases, it's not going to mutter. So a lot of cases, people think you ought to do hinting, it's not going to mutter. It's a big problem to figure out what the case of heter of hinting is.
In this case, obviously, the boy came along and started saving hints on his own.
Correct. No, but Zeb is asking, and Rosh is saying, to call a goy in for a case of not hefsed mom, I can't. If the goy is there, Remez is mutter. So why is calling in worse than Remez? Remez is mutter, calling in is osur. He holds it more logical the other way around. So I'm just saying, the betzim, anytime a goy is in malach of you, it's problematic. Right? So the call a goy in for that purpose is more problematic. The goy is there already, and that's a good cop in his own, and you mentioned to him the points. Okay, so they didn't answer that. And even that, you have to figure out what the heck of Timsa is that it's more. So Lerman Loi, to finish off, Loshen Loichach, he doesn't say in the third person, he says it in the second person. In Tatsu Loi Tafsid, if you say you won't lose, that's not Osir, because then you're talking to him directly, that's not Mutter. Now, some said this Heter of Kolomatsu Loi Tafsid is only by the case of the lake. Those who want to be semich on the first sheet that the heter kolamatz and amafsid applies not only in the case of the leka but other potential losses, you can be semich on that sheet. So the mechaber kavod semishin lamadal tzivkava. In the case of hefsed mammon, to call him in without saying anything, that's one. That's the finish of this case over here that you can do.
Oh, but doesn't that reinforce my point? Vilahuliyam mashari. So you see that that's more confident thing.
The kolamatz and amafsid is not a hint.
It's not a hint.
A hint is it's dark in here. It's light in here.
Kolamatz and amafsid. It's actually
no. Kolamatz is I am bad at making a statement. I want right. People to be mouths.
All right.
But since I didn't say directly, because our mouth and welcome heads. That's not your regular case of hint.
Right. Okay.
It's much worse than a regular case of hint.
Right.
I mean, they're a mouth because of the sir.
Yes.
That's why some say they're the only mouth that I believe, and I'm not being able to see.
Um,
Fine. Let's hold it here. There's no shit tomorrow night.